Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Heise. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Duffy scores. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Bell reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Spikes moves to third. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive towards left. Hendrick catches it and throws to Duffy, who relays to Powell to double up Fisk. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox won. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-0 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Evans moves to third. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a pop-up towards third. Hysa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Buskey now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cooper strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fosse moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Fosse scores. Kuiper goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. Jim Willoughby now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Cardi scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Bob Hisa. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doyle hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing third base. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Willoughby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alan Ashby now playing first base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ashby scoops it up and throws to first, with Buskey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Smith pinch runs for Rico Cardi. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doyle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.